Orkney appears to be the most happening place in the UK when it comes to this year's Current Archaeology Awards, held in London at the weekend. With four prizes up for grabs, projects here took three of them. The organisers say they received more public votes than ever before, with the NESA Broadgurdig Scoop and Research Project of the Year for a second time, and its director, Nick Card, recognised as Archaeologist of the Year as he prepares to lead the final dig at the NESA this summer.
It's a great honour and privilege to be voted as Archaeologist of the Year. Kind of feel both delighted but also humbled when you look at the other archaeologists who were nominated and also the other projects. So it's a huge accolade, but I think both awards, they're both there for really the whole team. The NESA has been a huge team effort, and I don't want to single anybody out, but people like Anne Mitchell, Sigurd Towery and Mark Edmonds have been just a huge asset to the excavations and the work that we've done there.
And this being the last year of the actual dig at the NESA, do you think this is building up some kind of climax, or are we really just at the start of this journey of future awards potentially?
I think that this is kind of just so fitting that, you know, as we kind of accelerate towards our final season of excavation, that these things just really kind of confirm that the NESA has been is very special in many people's eyes. Recently, I for instance, did a kind of rough estimate of how many people had actually taken part in the NESA over the years, and it's getting in on for 2,500 to 3,000 people. So a big team, big team.
That maybe partly explains why it was the largest public vote that the awards has ever seen this year.
Well, I think the following that the NESA has through our website and through social media, I think there's an awful lot of people who probably saw it decided to drop us a vote. So much appreciated. Thank you all.
You must have some mixed emotions as you're thinking about digging up the turf for the last time.
Very mixed emotions. I try not to think about it too much because I think... Yeah, a roller coaster of a ride this summer. I think we're all expecting to be exceptionally busy with visitors. But I think when it comes to actually starting to cover the site, which is a necessity, unfortunately, because if we left the site open, it would just very, very quickly deteriorate because it's all made from quarried stone, not kind of hard, resilient beach stone like Scarra Brae. When it comes to doing that, I think there'll be a tier or two shed, plus also a drama to take in as well to ease the pain.